fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our third hour on Monday, the fourth day of December. The purpose of today is to learn to use a topographical map and compass and do cross-country navigation. This is Farmers Money with Sam Anders, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. And let's continue where we left off, Sam.
Yeah, let's get back to this question or discussion. I'm not sure where our caller was going with the last question. Maybe he could restate it, and I'll try and listen a little closer.
Sure enough. Forgive the static. I'm up in the mountains on the phone. What do you call it? I've heard that you'd want the bullet on a .223 to be going the minimum of 2,500 feet per second to have maximum effectiveness when hitting a live target. Is that accurate, or?
Well, I mean, yeah. So we're sort of getting into the science of terminal ballistics when you ask questions like that. Mm-hmm. And there's no perfect or consistent answer. Let me explain. So let's say that you're shooting a bullet that's a little bit too hard for your target. The bullet's construction is a little, maybe it's got too much antimony alloyed with the lead, maybe the jacket's thicker, maybe the tip's not ideal for expansion or fragmentation. And let's say that you hit that target at like 600 yards where the impact velocity is low, right around 2,500 feet a second, right?
Mm-hmm.
What actually happens? Well, when you get into a situation where the bullet's a little hard, the impact velocity is a little low, and you hit very soft tissue without a lot of liquid or water, blood, there's nothing to make the bullet expand. So what the bullet does is the bullet passes through the target almost like an arrow with no broadhead on it. And when a bullet flies 600 yards, it gets very hot from friction. And so it tends to cauterize a lot of things that it cuts when it passes through, like an arrow with no broadhead. So you don't get a large temporary wound cavity. You get a very small, almost bullet diameter permanent wound channel with very little temporary wound cavity beyond that, and the bullet tends to pass through and leave 30 to 50% of its energy in the ground or a tree or a wall. Mm-hmm. So that's what happens on one side of the equation. On the other side of the equation, let's say you're shooting someone at point blank range and you hit nothing but bone, and you have a bullet that's like a, let's say, a 35 grain VMAX that's going 4,000 feet a second. It's very light and it's very fast. Well, that thing literally just explodes into dust and doesn't penetrate more than 3/4 of an inch to an inch, right? Mm-hmm. So it leaves this nasty 4-inch patch, but it's basically a severe surface wound. That doesn't effectively kill the target either. So on both ends of the spectrum, you can have problems under penetration, over penetration, right? So once we understand the penetration issue, you need that bullet to penetrate more than 4 inches. You want it to penetrate less than 10 inches. You want it to fragment and expand so it creates a large temporary wound cavity that is likely to hit a central nervous system area, because it's damaging or shocking the central nervous system area that keeps a deer from running or an enemy from shooting back at you, right? That's mm-hmm. what turns the computer off and keeps them from hurting you, or if it's a deer, from running away. So there's this ideal mid-range of penetration. We want maximum fragmentation, maximum temporary wound cavity, because that maximum shock wave from the fragmentation creates a much larger temporary wound cavity. And so that's how we shock and kill things, or at least keep them from shooting back at us. And that's why the powdered tungsten bullets we developed for the Navy SEALs and the Secret Service were so effective in battle, because these particles are finer than baby powder, but they're 35% heavier than lead. And when they came apart inside a human body, it was like a tungsten cloud of a sandstorm inside the body. It just liquefied everything in the area with no overpenetration. And it just, you could shoot a guy in the chest and it just dropped like a puppet with a string cut. You know, so understanding terminal ballistics is one part of that equation that you're bringing, the issue you're bringing up. The other part is energy. Okay, so a 5.56 at point blank range is going to be around 1,200 foot pounds of energy, right? And if you're shooting something at 600 yards and you've only got 2,400 feet per second of velocity, that 1,200 foot pounds may drop to something more like 600 foot pounds. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're shooting a 200 pound man with 600 foot pounds of energy and you don't hit him in the head or the heart, you're not going to kill him. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, could you nick his femoral artery and could he bleed out? Yes, you could get lucky, but 9 times out of 10, you're not going to kill that guy quickly or efficiently, and he may not die at all. The odds say he won't. Okay, so you need a threshold of energy, and I like to use, you know, 4 times the weight of the target in foot-pounds if it's a mammal, if it's a soft target. So if you're shooting a 200-pound deer, I'd like to hit him with at least 800 foot-pounds of energy. So 4 times his body weight minimum energy at impact is kind of what I've learned kills effectively and quickly. And that's why handguns on very angry large men aren't that effective, because a 9mm might be 380 foot-pounds of energy. Well, if that guy weighs 300 pounds, you're nowhere near that 4 times threshold. So you have the issue of, do I have enough energy to do the job? And then the second issue, that the first one we discussed, was from a terminal effect standpoint, am I distributing that energy in a way that's effective in the target? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much. One more quick question, please. Sure. About 8 months ago or so, you said you were going to do a series on the Doug Hagman show of like prepping and stuff. Is that gone to the wayside, or is it still impossible? Or?
It's still possible. Doug had some health issues. He had some technical issues. He had some issues he had to overcome. They had to redo his website. And so that got put on the back burner. I don't know when they're going to be ready to go back after that, but I will certainly talk to Eric, his producer, tech guy, sometime this week. And I'll ask that question. If he thinks they're ready to do that, or is that on the back burner for a while longer?
Well, thank you, and thank you for the information on the energy of the bullet. I appreciate it very much, and thank you both for what you do.
Okay, Nick, great call. We appreciate it. Is it time for a firearms tip of the week, Sam?
Oh, I think we should have a firearms tip of the week. Since the weather's turning colder, I want to revisit the issue of cleaning guns, because the type of lubrication you use in your gun in cold weather has a tremendous effect on whether the gun operates reliably or not, especially in the semi-auto world. If I had a bolt gun, let's talk about bolt guns first, and I'm going into a cold weather or an Arctic environment, what am I going to do different than what I do in the spring and summer and fall? Well, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get rid of the petroleum lubricant system absolutely, right? That's going away. I'm going to go to what I call a dry lube system. You can go to Napa Auto Parts, perhaps O'Reilly's, and you can buy a spray can of dry graphite spray. So when I go in the mountains to hunt in really cold weather, what do I do with my hunting rifle? Well, I completely dry it and degrease it. And I mean Quick Scrub 3, brake cleaner, whatever is going to take all of the petroleum lubricant off the surface until that thing is squeaky clean. Like operating table, no residue, absolutely clean on all the parts. Triggers as well, folks. They got to be clean and dry. So there's step number one. Then what I'm going to do with the bolt and the lugs is I'm going to go to a dry lube system. And I like to use a carbon graphite spray. You spray it, you warm up the parts with a heat gun or a hairdryer. Don't get them too hot. 200 degrees is plenty hot enough. Get the parts nice and warm, and give them a very, very light film of dry graphite. And that will make it much harder for your gun to freeze up in cold, wet conditions. Ice doesn't like to stick to things that have dry carbon graphite on them. And some of these sprays do a really, really good job. I think the best spray I found recently is from, was it Napa? And it worked quite well. It stuck well. It stayed in place. It dried up nice and dry. And there's no surface tension on these dry lubes, which means they won't bead water. They won't hold water. They won't hold dust. They won't hold grit. I remember elk hunting in the mountains years and years ago, and I had a bunch of lubrication on my gun. And we got our tent pitched on the east side of a cliff at the base to protect ourselves from a storm that was coming in the night before elk season started. And so we got 2 feet of snow and some pretty high winds that night, the night before elk season opened. And I had my rifle vertical in the tent, inside the tent. And the moisture from our breath inside the tent formed and condensed on the action of my bolt action rifle.
No kidding.
And yes, from my breath. And I should have had it outside in the vestibule. I shouldn't have had it inside the tent. Now, I had a tent called a Bibler bomb shelter. It's a single layer tent that's got a breathable skin on it that's waterproof. So it's a wonderful dry tent for Arctic conditions, but moisture does build up in the tent when you sleep at night. And, of course, we don't have heaters or anything like those big guide tents that they use for elk hunting. It's just a high-altitude climber's tent. And if I'd have put my rifle in the vegetable, I wouldn't have had near as much water. And all of that froze on the gun and literally locked the action up. So when I woke up in the morning to put a round into the chamber of my gun, the bolt action was frozen solid. And I couldn't open the bolt because of all the moisture from my breath. Now, you put dry graphite spray on that, you're not going to have that problem. And so when you get into Arctic conditions, the standard lubrication methods that work in the spring, summer, and fall don't work as well, especially if there's moisture and it's cold. So look into that. See if you live up north, see if you can dry lube your guns. The only place I would have any petroleum lubricant at all would be on the back of my lugs. I would put some white lithium grease, a very small amount, on the back of the lugs of the bolt gun and wipe off every single bit of excess. The rest of it's all dry lube. Make sure your triggers are clean and dry. No moisture. And you'll have a more reliable weapon for cold weather.
Outstanding. And that's winter is just about upon us, and that's great information. It could make a huge difference, couldn't it?
It's coming quickly. So, yeah, and same thing. Let's talk a little bit about the M4 or the AR-15. The same thing in ultra-cold weather. Of course, the ideal scenario is that you have the right coatings on the inside of your receiver and on your bolt. So if you have, let's say you have a nickel boron nitrided receiver on your M4, it's nickel boron nitrided on the inside, NBX3, and then you have a salt bath nitrided bolt carrier, and you have a salt bath nitrided barrel extension, and you have a nickel boron nitrided bolt, then you've got the ideal scenario for dry lube Arctic conditions with the AR. But you're also going to want, in cold weather, if you have a suppressed M4 that's piston operated, you're going to have that piston gas setting not on the highest setting, but probably on the second highest setting. That's probably where you shoot it during the spring, summer, and fall. But in the winter, go ahead and put it on the highest gas setting. In that ultra-cold weather, you'll want the extra gas to run the gun reliably.
Outstanding. Well, this is great information we're getting out all over the country, all over the world, to help men and women have reliable rifles, aren't we, Sam?
Yeah, it's critical to understand the details of how temperature affects your rifle. Temperature and moisture will affect the gun, and if you prepare properly, you've got a nice, reliable weapon you can bet your life on.
Absolutely. Well, and if you're hunting dangerous game, such as brown bears, you're literally putting your life on the line with that rifle, aren't you?
Well, that's absolutely true. But in addition to that, if you're hunting elk or moose, guess what? There's other things around that eat those elk and moose that will also eat you, called brown bears.
That's right.
So you don't just have to be bear hunting. You know, you can run into a bear if you're on a walk in the mountains in the summertime, not hunting anything at all. So be prepared and make sure that your weapons are reliably prepared for the conditions you're in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, preparation in advance is what's necessary. Once you're out in the bush, you're committed, aren't you?
There is that. You know, we don't have the resources when we're out wandering around the woods or the mountains that we do when we're at home. So preparation is the key. And, you know, there's some really neat products out there for cold weather. There's these little foam liners that have aluminum on them, and we'll talk some more about those after the break.
Well, we got less than a minute before the break, and the call number is 512-248-8252. There's our break. We'll be right back.
No phone, no lights, no phone, not a single. primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because of the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Check it out. There's a lot there to educate you, inform you, entertain you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. Seriously, all those things at thelibertyman.com. Let's continue, Sam.
Oh, what were we talking about here?
That's a good question.
Talking about cold weather and
brown bears.
Brown bears. There is nothing that I've ever seen. I don't know why. I've never been to Africa and hunted elephants. Don't have any desire to. I guess an elephant or an 800-pound gorilla might have this effect on me. But when I was a young boy, my grandfather killed a moose. We were up in Canada, and he killed a very large bull moose. And it was right at dark. I mean, right at dusk, he took the shot and he dropped this moose right at the base of a mountain. And it was bitterly cold. It was about 12 degrees out. And he looked at me and he said, "We're not going to process this moose tonight. It's cold enough. We can let him lay. We'll come back in the morning. The guide will come get him and we'll help the guide." And so the next morning, we came out and we're riding this track hoe. It's like a large excavator with tracks. And the guide's going to go pick him up with the bucket of this giant track hoe and take him back to the cabin where they clean the moose. They've got equipment there and it's a little warmer. You know, it's 45 degrees inside this cabin area. And we go driving out. And I feel like I'm on top of the world, you know, as a 10, 11-year-old. I'm riding in the heated cab of this Traco in Arctic conditions to go get this moose my grandfather shot. I think it's the coolest thing ever, right?
Of course.
And we show up at the base of the mountain, and there's no moose. He's gone. And there's drag marks up the mountain.
Right.
Over a deadfall tree, right? Up into this little bowl sort of shelf area with some aspen in it. My grandfather and the guide, their eyes get about 30% larger, right?
Right.
And they look at each other and they grab their rifles. And the guide's got a Browning semi-automatic 7mm Remington mag.
Sure.
And my grandfather's got a 300 Win Mag bolt gun.
Right.
Right. And we go
heavy equipment. Yep. Yep.
We go trekking up on foot up this drag trail to find the moose. And we know we're going to find the bear. Okay.
Right.
When we find the moose.
Right.
Well, we come over the top of this shelf and this brown bear is sleeping on his side. And he's probably 30, 40 yards past the moose, maybe 25 to 40 yards past the moose.
Right.
And he didn't tear into the meat of the moose. He tore open and ate the organs. He ate like a kidney and the liver and stuff like that.
Right.
Tore this moose up. And he was now sleeping. John, his rib cage was almost 4 feet high, lying on his side, sleeping on the ground.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yeah. I mean, this is my favorite brown bear story, almost. I still have nightmares about it. No. So, anyway, the bear starts to move, and the rifles come up, and they shoot this thing, this bear. And it charges, right? And they're shooting while the bear is charging us, right? And I'm just telling you, that bear's chin hit the snow about 15 feet in front of my grandfather and that guide. And those men never moved an inch. They never backed off. They never changed their position. They just kept shooting. And I think that guide put four rounds from his 7mm Remington mag in that bear, and I know my grandfather probably put two or three in him.
Right.
And I was turning and running, you know, looking for an aspen tree I could climb, right? And as I grabbed this tree, and I'm going up the tree, and I'm trying to watch what's going on. This bear slides to a halt at the feet of the guide and my grandfather, not 15 feet from him. And I was probably 4 feet up the tree at that point and still climbing. But let me tell you something. A brown bear is not the same animal as a black bear. A big grizz or a big brown bear, same species, they are absolutely 1,000% harder and tougher to kill than a black bear.
Why is that?
Bone structure, amount of blood in their system, the size of their heart and lungs. They don't go into oxygen debt as quickly. And they're just ornery. I mean, they're just ornery tough. They are the king of their world, and they don't lay down.
Right. That's an amazing story, to say the least. An amazing story. We have a break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with
I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We'll have a new article posted in the COVID panel before the day is over. Scientific evidence that the COVID clot shot is causing urinary tract infections in men and women, prostate problems in men. This is a new development, adds to what we already know at thelibertyman.com. And of course, the energy cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, what are you waiting for? Arthritis pain got you down? Check out the energy cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. Sam, are we ready for our next caller?
Let's do it.
David in Montana. Good morning, David.
Yeah. Morning, John, Sam. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good.
Okay, so the question I've got, I recently purchased a 24-inch barreled 6.5 Creedmoor, and I'm curious as far as how do you break a barrel in? There's seems like 1,000 different ways. I'd just kind of like some advice on how to break a new barrel in.
That's a great question. So I need to ask you a question before I answer that. Is your barrel bare chrome moly? Is it nitrided? Is it stainless steel bare? What kind of barrel do you have?
Bare chrome moly is a 6.5 Ruger PR precision rifle. That Ruger 6.5 precision. So it's a chrome moly. Just
okay,
a bare.
Hold on just a second. And what caliber is it, 6.5 Creedmoor?
Well, it'd be 264.
Because I think the Ruger Precision rifles are nitrided barrels.
Oh, okay.
I think they're salt bath nitrided, but I'm going to check that here. And you've got the 6.5 Creedmoor with a 24-inch barrel?
Correct.
Okay, let me see if I can find the spec sheet on that. Hold on just a second. It's coming up because, you know, if the barrel is in fact salt bath nitride, it'll break in. The break-in procedure is going to be a lot shorter. Okay. Let's see here. So your action is hard anodized. Length 24 inches. Your twist rate. I think you've got 5R rifling, 1-8 right hand twist. Let me see here. Yet I don't see any verification on the specs. It says the upper receiver and bolt are 4140 chrome moly steel. So are they sort of a flat gray, or are they more of a black color?
It's definitely more of a black color.
More of a black?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, I think you've got a salt bath nitrided barrel. So here's what you're going to want to do. There's a product called JB Bore Paste that's gray. Yep. And there's also a product, I believe it's called JB Bore Bright.
Okay.
What you want is the Bore Bright, okay? Especially if that barrel's been nitrided. It's got a little harder abrasive in it. It'll work better with a nitrided barrel. So is the bolt the same color as the barrel?
That is correct.
Good. Because it says here the bolt body is nitrided for corrosion resistance. So I suspect that the barrel is nitrided as well. Let's see here. I don't see any verification of it. It says cold hammer forged chrome moly steel. It doesn't say anything about the nitriding of the barrel that I can see in the specs. But the bolt is. So if it's the same color, I suspect it's nitrated. I think every precision Ruger that I've seen recently has come with a nitrided barrel. So I'm pretty comfortable in giving you this advice. So you're going to need like Butch's Bore Shine. You're going to need a good penetrating oil like Croil or something like that. You're going to need some sweets that will identify if there's any copper left in the bore. Okay, and you're going to need a good synthetic oil. So the process that you're going to go through is you're going to shoot one shot after cleaning. You're going to clean the barrel first. The barrel, yep. The gun was fired at the factory. Have you shot it yet?
I have not.
Okay, good. So you're going to want to clean it. Run some Butch's Bore Shine in it. Get the powder out of the way. Run some sweets in it, see if there's any copper in there. Take a very tight-fitting patch with Bore Bright embedded into the patch, and you're going to scrub the barrel back and forth with that very tight-fitting patch, okay? And you're going to do that with two or three patches at the beginning and then clean it out with Butch's Bore Shine once you're done scrubbing it with the Bore Bright. And then you're going to come in with a couple of dry patches to dry the barrel and then put synthetic oil in the bore. Leave the barrel wet, but use a bore mop to dry the chamber. Okay? Chamber dry, barrel and throat wet with synthetic oil, and you're going to fire one shot.
Yep.
And then you're going to go through that whole process again, cleaning the barrel, getting the powder, the copper, and the hard carbon out of the way using the Bore-Brite. Now, the key is, before you use the paste, you want to run two wet patches of penetrating oil into the barrel and leave it wet when you go in there with that tight-fitting patch of Bore-Brite.
Okay.
And so you're going to clean that barrel really good after firing one shot. Then you're going to fire three shots. And then you're going to do the same thing over again. Once you're done cleaning, always leave the barrel wet with synthetic oil and dry the chamber. So you're going to fire three shots, then you're going to fire three shots, then you're going to fire five shots. And between each group of shots, you're going to clean and make sure you get all the hard carbon, all the copper, everything out of that barrel, and that barrel's wet with synthetic oil. And in a 1-3-3-5 scenario, your barrel is pretty much broken, and it shouldn't be copper fouling much past that point.
Okay. Great.
Now, there's a video on freedomtrain.net where I do that with an AR-15. Same way as far as the barrel treatment, same way on how to break the barrel. And that I'll give you, that cleaning procedure is in great detail between those shot groups.
Okay. Sounds great. It helps a lot. I've heard all kinds of different ways, so I definitely appreciate the advice. One thing, I'll let you guys go, but maybe sometime again I'll call back and we'll talk power line, things like that. I'm a lineman, been lineman for 25 years, and have a little bit of a knowledge to help listeners out with the conditions of our grid, so maybe we'll talk about that sometime later. So,
very, very cool. Thanks for the call.
You bet. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, Dave. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. What do you suggest for men and women as we go through this winter season to prepare for the spring, Sam?
As far as basic preparation, I think that every human being, every adult, should have a water filter for drinking water that filters viruses. I think that is the number one thing you can do to protect you and your family. MSR makes a filter that filters viruses. First Need also makes a filter that filters viruses, not just bacteria. I think that's incredibly important as we move forward into the next stage of the creeps trying to take over the planet. They're going to use viruses as a weapon, and you need to have a way to drink clean water that's virus-free. And I think that's a very important thing for everyone's health. Having a good pair of boots that have reflective soles in them. If they don't, you can buy them. I think they sell them at Walmart for $14. It's like an aluminized reflective coating. It goes underneath your standard insole, and it keeps your feet a lot warmer than a standard insole will. But I use them in combination with my standard insole. That's an important piece. There are, and you know, John, your merino wool socks, which are wonderful,
yep,
have some new competition.
What's that? What's that?
Apparently, the latest tests are showing that hollow core alpaca fur is better at insulating your feet than merino wool.
Well, that's fantastic. And of course, one of the things about the merino wool socks is they last and last for years and years.
Yes, they're very tough. And, you know, I haven't tested this, but the data sure looks promising. Apparently, alpaca hair has a hollow core to it. It's almost like a polar bear's hair where it's hollow and transmits light, you know. I don't know if you've ever seen a polar bear up close, John, but their skin is black.
Really?
Yeah, and their hair is white. And their white hair acts like a fiber optic cable running light energy to the skin to warm their body. It's absolutely amazing. But if you look at a polar bear's skin, it is black can be, right. and the hair is white. You know, it's a really neat system to stay warm. But that white hair transmitting that energy to the black skin, and then the black skin, of course, radiates, takes that short wave radiation transmitted by the hair, converts it to long wave radiation in the form of heat. I mean, the guy that created the polar bear was a really sharp dude. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, we'll certainly keep that in mind. Okay.
The other technology that's out there for winter is you can now buy down garments in what we call treated down. They have a hydrophobic coating on the down, so it performs better in the wet. You know, actually, my gal just bought two new down coats that had treated down in them. So when you look for a down garment or a down coat, you want to look at the fill rating of the down. You could have fill as poor performing as 500 or 550, or you could buy a garment with down out there that lofts to what's called 850 down. I wouldn't buy anything 700 or lower. If I were buying a down coat these days, I would buy something that was 800 to 850 fill spec and coated with a hydrophobic coating. And now you have a very light, very warm, also very packable coat that will compress into a very small space, but uncompress quickly and keep you warm when you need it.
All right. That's great information. You ready for our next caller here, Sam?
Is that Fred in Wisconsin?
Fred, that's right. Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Morning. Wisconsin has a few things going on. I'm talking to people, and I'd like to get your opinion, Sam, on martial law. I'm hearing stories, well, you'll be allowed to go about your business during the day, but at a certain time at night, you got to be home in your house. I'm hearing stories, nope, they're going to lock you down. You have no right. You know, concealed carry, a guy like me out on the street, you know, I'm a target if they find me. You know, I'm just confused about this. I was hoping you could help me.
Well, we have federal laws and we have state laws, okay, that can be applied to you living in Wisconsin, depending on how crooked your politicians are and how bad they want to manipulate your population, and also what you're willing to tolerate, right?
Right.
Missourians aren't tolerating martial law. So the citizens of Wisconsin need to tell them to shove that stuff up their wazoo. Okay, we're not tolerating martial law here, and our sheriffs know it. So the question is, does your sheriff know that your population is not going to tolerate martial law in your county, and is he willing to back your play? If he's not, vote him out. Okay,
yeah,
so that's rule number one. The federal laws that apply to martial law are the Insurrection Act, the NDAA, right? That whatever's in force at the moment, the National Defense Authorization Act, the Insurrection Act, and a couple others. You probably want to study those and know those laws, right? Those laws give the federal government not only the authority to lock you down, but to come and take your food and your guns if they want to.
Yeah, I saw that.
Disgusting that is. Now, I'm not familiar with Wisconsin state emergency laws, but in Missouri we have a section, the emergency revised statutes. They're all found in 44 point something. So we have 44.01, 44.10, 44.20, like 44.100 says that the government or any of its agents may not confiscate guns, ammunition, or supplies from any citizen during a state of emergency. We actually have a state law that protects us from the kind of things that you're talking about.
I'll cut this short. I've been trying to get to Mountain View, Missouri for 2 years. It's been a real challenge because I've been trying to hang on to my farm in Wisconsin. But it's getting to the point where I'm looking to cut and run. And Mountain View has got everything I want in Missouri. So
yeah.
God bless you guys doing what you do and keeping old men like looking at the stuff. Thanks again for your time.
Okay, Fred. We appreciate the call. Yeah.
Well, John, you know, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, all of these states, you get the government you tolerate.
That's right. That's right. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Gentlemen, we're back. Sam, we've got about 3.5 minutes here to wrap up your thoughts for the day and for the week, sir.
Well, I think last week, one of the head political officials in the health industry in Great Britain dumped a whole bunch of information outing the crookedness of the whole COVID deal. And the response of the British government was to raid his home and confiscate his computers, paperwork, and other items. And I think this is something that people should expect. If you tell the truth in a public way, and the truth that you reveal defeats the evil people's agenda, you are going to be attacked by the system. It's happening all over the world. Now, we just had a real conservative elected down in Central South America area, which is a real switch. But we'll see if he's any more successful in draining the swamp than Trump was. I think it bodes well for the world when we start to see conservative leaders. You know, we're not seeing on the news the revolution and the protests in Spain and other places. They're not showing you people standing up. And the reason they're not showing you that is because they don't want you to stand up. They don't want you to think that you have a voice. They want to silence you. They want to censor you. They want you to give up your guns willingly. And the answer is no, not complying with your crooked baloney. It's that simple. We're not giving up our guns. We're not registering our guns. We're not being silent. The whole reason they want to silence you is because your voice matters. Your opinion as a human being, as a child of God, matters. And that's why they want to shut you up. That's why they want to take your guns, because they're scared of you. You don't censor people you're not scared of, right? So this is what's going on in the world. And the simple answer is to grow a spine and say, no, I'm not playing your game. And to resist at every turn. And we're going to find out if all these men carrying their little concealed pistols actually have the spine to go with their claim of the Second Amendment, right? It's one thing to claim you have a Second Amendment right. It's another thing, like our founding fathers, to stand up for your rights. We're about to find out how many American men are willing to stand up and are worthy of their founding fathers.
Absolutely. Well, the news is censored. There's no doubt about that, is there?
Nope. It's not only censored, it's manipulated and controlled. It's a constant stream of manipulated, structured BS to convince you of the lies. John, let freedom ring. Hopefully I'll talk to you next week.
That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.